This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Got a meat question? Ask the meat man.
My name is Louis Fantasma. I'm the plant manager here at Paradise Locker Meats. We're a family-owned small butcher shop here in Trimble, Missouri. Been in the business for 25 years, and I'm the meat man.
All right, it's the weekly check-in with the meat man, Lou Fantasma from Paradise Locker Meats. Lou, how are you doing this week, man?
I'm good, Jack. How are you doing?
Doing well. We've got a few questions in for some callers this week as Memorial Day weekend's coming up, so we want to get right to the questions. We're going to start with a question on ribs from Lauren in Chicago. So, Lauren, let's see what she's got for you.
Hey, this is a question for the meat man. My name is Lauren. I'm from Chicago. I work as a nutrition consultant, and one of my clients was asking me about ribs. You know, you go to the store, you see spare ribs, St. Louis ribs, and baby back ribs. I'm wondering kind of what's the difference? Should I cook them differently? Do they have kind of a different, fat content? Can you give me the lowdown on the ribs?
I heard her say spare ribs and baby backs, but there was another one in there.
St. Louis.
So great, Lauren. That's awesome. Spare ribs is the uncut version, the side ribs off of a hog. They are fairly untrimmed, good meaty ribs. The St. Louis ribs is the same cut, except it's trimmed down special. So we take the cartilage bones off the top, what we call a rib tip. We take that off one side, we trim the diaphragm muscle out, and we square the ribs up, so all you're left with is the choicest center cut bones, hard bone only ribs. So that's basically the difference between the spare ribs and the St. Louis. It's just in how they're cut. They come from the same part of the animal. The baby backs are a lot different. The baby backs come from the same bones that are in the other ones, except it's the bones that run up and connect to the backbone. So it's actually the same bone that is in your bone-in pork chop. That would be the baby back ribs, except when we make boneless loins, we leave all the meat on those ribs, and we cut it out as a whole slab. So you have those just tender, succulent, little short baby back ribs.
Cool, man. What do you do with the rib tips?
The rib tips can be used. A lot of barbecue restaurants sell rib tips. Also, they can be smoked right along either on the spare rib, non-trimmed off, or they can be smoked by themselves. And you can season them up and smoke them just like you would any other ribs. Because they have all the cartilage in them, I actually like those even better sometimes because of the richness that the cartilage actually gives to the meat that's around them.
All right, Lauren, I hope that helps. I've got one more question here, and this one's coming from Jesse in Plainfield, New Jersey, and it's about pork chops.
All right.
Hey there, I've got a question for the meat man. This is Jesse from Plainfield, New Jersey, looking to cook some pork chops, and I'm seeing porterhouse pork chops and pork chops that are not porterhouse pork chops. Is there a difference between these two? And if so, how would I cook them differently, and how are they different? Thanks, meat man.
Awesome. So porterhouse pork chops are definitely different than your typical rib chop, what would be referred to as a rib chop. The porterhouse section comes from the back side of the loin, and it will contain a large tenderloin muscle on the opposite side of the rib. So typically these are cut a little thicker. When I cook pork chops, I'm definitely just looking at the thickness of it, and that's going to tell me how I'm going to cook it. A nice thick cut porterhouse chop, I'm just going to, sear it good on both sides, and then just let it get to about a medium temperature. I don't like to cook my pork anywhere past medium. So season it with your favorite stuff, get a good sear on each side to lock in the juices. Grill it just like you would a steak, except do not overcook that sucker, and it'll be delicious.
Cool, Jesse. Hope that helps, man. Lou, thank you so much. I've got a question for you before you leave, and that's, what are you cooking for Memorial Day weekend?
Jack, we are going to fire up some Wagyu strip steaks this weekend for Memorial Day for sure. We've got we cut them fresh off the floor today, and we don't do that very often around here. But given the holiday, I think we're going to splurge a little bit and cook up some Wagyu.
Sounds delicious. And I'm going to remind all the listeners, you can call in with a question for the Meat Man anytime. Leave us a voicemail, and the Meat Man will get to your meat question. And that's 718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128. Call us anytime with a question for the Meat Man, and he'll help you out. So, Lou, thank you so much. Hope to talk to you next week.
Thank you, Jack. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. And we'll see you next time on Meat Man.
Awesome. Take care.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.